Vespa Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this generation, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Beelzebub calls, and verily thy lives are drunk with the pain and agony of forsooth and forthwith and like that. Hi, Jazzy.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little hungry, though.
Well, I'm always hungry. Look, I got new people in the chat room today.
I see that. Yay. Hi, everyone.
We got Mike and Alden, friends that I've known for a wee bit. And we got Jack, who's been there for a while. He comes all the time because he's a nice feller.
Mm-hmm. We also have TJ.
Well, TJ and Randy are good guys. They've been coming around for a while, yes.
Yeah, but TJ's our residential zombie wannabe hunter.
Oh, that's right. He keeps looking to try and take my cookies from me. And let's not forget about Pam too, by the way. Hi Pam. Yes. TJ keeps trying to take my cookies away, but he cannot do it because they're in my cold hands. He says he's not a wannabe Jazzy.
Well, TJ,
and Alden is talking about salivation.
Then how come we still have a zombie Zach around?
Because I'm everybody's friend. Everybody likes zombie Zach because I got the cookies. The cookies. It's all about the cookies. The cookies. The cookies. All about the cookies.
I'm hiding some cookies in the back so no one can steal them.
Well, speaking of cookies and hiding, do you know that there is a very fairly popular debate about, well, how do the zombies actually know that you're food and that you're over there and that you're available and that you can be found? What do you think? Got any ideas? Suggestions?
My idea would be smell, but some zombies might have noses. They might have fallen off.
This is true.
I mean, because the way I know that there's food around is if something smells good to me and it smells like food, I'm like, food, let's go eat.
The sense of smell, one of the oldest olfactory senses available to the human condition, is indeed one of the triggers for a lot of people on that whole, as Alden said, salivations. And you're right. What if the zombie knows no more? And, well, let's put it this way. Scent is based on the exchange of mucal fluids in the nose and some other finy hair parts and other things like that. And if you're dead, I don't think your sense of smell is going to work too much.
It sounds like science and stuff.
See, I'm a big fan of science. I like science-y type stuff. Science is cool, man. You can find out all kinds of things. And I like math too, unfortunately, EW. Yes. But as Pam says, I hates the mustard. Jazzy hates the mustard too, right?
Yes.
Yay, mustard hating.
Don't forget that Jazzy hates the mustard too, Pam.
Exactly. Oh, well,
no math. No science, no mustard.
Oh, no. I'm doing science and math, sorry.
Well, okay, you can have the math and science. I don't want it.
Okay, that's fine. It's all for me.
I'd rather the art.
Art is good because that also keeps the brain going good, too. You know, the styly little color. That means that the brain is actually working overtime, which same with science, maths, and everything else. You got the two different sides of the brain. You got the theoretical, visual, hey, look, shapes. Ooh, pretty. That's one side of the brain. And then you got the other side of the brain that says, oh, look, numbers. Guess what they mean? They mean you're all going to die. What? Oh.
See, I'm the ooh, shape's pretty side.
I know. See, and I'm kind of a little bit of both. However, back to the discussion at hand. How do the zombies know what's tasty?
How do zombies know what's tasty?
I'm much more along the lines of the energy matrix. It's energy, it's power, it's flux, it's life size, and as Jack just mentioned, voodoo. Everything, yeah, well, you go into popular myths and concepts for Gaia theory and everything else. All things are connected. Everything is part of a path that says, hey, that thing over there, I have an infinitesimal little amount of energy that connects me to that. I can affect it! Okay, maybe not, but it's connected. Everything's connected to me, and I'm connected to everything else. So this entire planet is mine. You got that? You ready for it? The world will be mine. As it is, already mine. Mine. All mine. Mine, 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 mine.
Can we share it? I'll share lots of cookies with you. I'm hiding them from everyone else.
No, no. It's all mine. However, I will allow people to be there. And to continue with their existences is wherever they are, however they are. But the price is, of course, the cookie. The cookie. And always about... By the way, have you ever seen the movie Finding Nemo?
Where the seagulls say, Mine.
I love that scene. That scene always makes me laugh, especially whenever I say mine. And that being that, so all the energy is connected. And as we all know, in the physics world, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transmuted from one state to another. So, there is a finite amount of energy, and all that energy is connected together. So, I think that the zombies actually are more connected to that energy because they're hungrier for it. So, therefore, they see life. And that's why we commonly mistake it for smell. Because it looks like, I'm thinking food is over there. Wait, that's people. Ooh, that's food in my book. Yes.
In The Walking Dead, the zombies only come towards them when they hear the loud noises.
Loud noises, movement, or they see them. And bear in mind, Walking Dead is one form of zombie. It is not the only.
True.
There are many different shows, movies, stories, all kinds of ideas. You know, I'm writing a zombie novel too, right? My zombies will be different as well. Hopefully.
Just like there's different vampires everywhere.
Precisely. Some of them are sparkly, and they must die. All of them.
No, vampires don't sparkle!
That's why all sparkly vampires must die.
That's a romance novel. They don't sparkle. It's not.
It's actually not even a romance novel. It's a pedophile novel. 400-year-old dead guy is macking on the 17-year-old girl. Come on!
But she wants it.
That's fine. It doesn't mean that the young people in other situations were not wanting it too. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's the thing that we should let people do. I mean, hell, if we're going to go that way, we might as well let people all have sex with fish.
I'll pass.
I would pass too, because, you know, I've seen the movie Piranha 3DD. That is not what I want anywhere near any part of my anatomy. See, that also rhymed, too. That was pretty good. See? I know where I'm coming from. You know where I came from? I came from over here. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, I know about over there.
Oh, what? How? The shadows are over there. How do you know about the shadows? Not the shadow people, the shadows.
Yeah, I always take lights with me everywhere. Flashlight. You ever see those big, bright flashlights?
You mean the mag lights?
Probably me.
Mag lights?
Yeah.
The big ones that are like a foot, 2 feet long or whatever in solid black.
Yeah.
Those are cool. I, on the other hand, have LED nights.
If you're ever in the shadows and you see that, it's probably me.
I will not see that because I have the LED lights and I don't need them because I can see in the dark and I rock and I rock and I eat and I take them all over. As it were. So, have you noticed that Wednesday we have After Rot, then we have Free Pie Night, then we have Mental Candy?
I know, we have like two desserts.
We have a food motif going on here.
We do.
Yes. So I'm
zombie
hungry.
Zombie food, then dessert for everyone else, then followed by more dessert.
Exactly. Rotting flesh decaying and sloughing off the sides of the multitudes of minions of the zombie hordes rocking and rolling through life. And then you have dessert. And then you have candy.
Candy's kind of a dessert.
Candy is an all-day meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the most part today, we're going to talk about food. Eating stuff.
Like brain lasagna?
I would cook up a mean brain lasagna. Because it's going to have lots of cheese as well. Because you know what? Lasagna is full of cheese. I love cheese.
Yes, and lasagna's all layers. You can't forget the noodles.
Ah, so what are we going to use? We're going to use face meat for the noodles. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it? Got it. So layers of face meat with...
layers of face meat for the noodles.
Yep. And
then...
chunks of brain meat.
For, like, the ground beef.
Yeah. Smart food. Smart food.
What do you use for the sauce?
Come on. That should be self-evident. Blood.
Don't tell me blood. Oh.
Blood. Blood. Buckets and 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 buckets more of blood.
Now, what do you use for all the cheeses?
What do you mean?
Because you have your ricotta cheese, you have your mozzarella.
Well, now you're just getting fancy.
Parmesan. You have your.
Yeah, we'll use all those.
You'll just use normal cheeses?
Yeah, I like cheese. Cheese is good. Especially that Parmesan cheese. It smells like smelly feet. I love it. I go pizza. I say, throw on the extra Parmesan cheese. Just throw it on. Lots of it. Okay. Why? I like to smell like smelly feet.
Smelly feet.
Smelly feet. That's neat. Smelly feet. That's neat. Can't compete on smelly feet. As you can tell, I'm in a bit of a weird mood tonight. A wee bit.
That's always good.
That's not what the old lady said at the light when I told her to get the hell out of my way. I was going to eat her.
Well, okay, you told her you were going to eat her.
She was rubbernecking looking at the accident in the other lane. It took me 15 minutes to get from point A to point B just to get past this stupid accident scene in the opposite direction. By the way...
Because everyone has to rubberneck to look at the accidents. Didn't you know that?
Guess what happens when you rubberneck?
More accidents?
Statistical probability increases by approximately 28% per minute of occurrence of waiting and rubbernecking. Okay, that's just dumb. By the way, I don't like rubbernecking. I get infuriated when I see rubbernecking going on. You are not going to see anything. I don't. I will deliberately, I will watch as I'm driving to make sure that it's not going to be a concern for me. And if I see that there is something on, there's no way I can see anything going on there. Like driving right up beside it. I'm sorry. Unless I come down to a drop-dead stop, full-on stop for several minutes... You aren't going to be able to see anything going on over there. You just can't. So, what's the point? keep moving. If there's going to be anything of interest to see on it, it'll be on the news. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Google. It'll be on Facebook. Somebody will post a picture. Bodies splattered all over the place. Ooh! As you can tell, I'm not a big fan of rubbernecking. I actually get very angry.
Should we go back to brain lasagna?
Brain lasagna! Yes, I want some brain lasagna. Who's going to make me some brain lasagna?
I'm sorry, you said blood. I can't do it.
No, not a fan of the blood?
No.
Okay, I got several movies that you should never watch. One of them.
I don't mind, like, blood in the movies, but, like, real blood, the smell of it.
The smell of it? Is your sense of smell that well developed?
It smells funny.
It smells like copper.
I don't like it.
Okay, how close are you getting to the blood to smell it?
Like, I've been to, like, you know when the first cross goes and does the blood draws?
I actually do not know.
Okay, well, I've been at, like, blood draw things for the Red Cross, and no. I don't like the sight of blood either, like real blood.
Okay. Well,
I had to get my blood drawn on Monday, and I didn't like that. Like, just a little tiny tube of my blood. Didn't like the sight of it coming out.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to say much more on that. Because it'll amuse me, but make you feel bad. So I'm not going to do it.
You think that's weird, don't you?
No, I know a lot of people who feel the same way. I'm not one of them. I have cut my forehead open, bled all over the place. It's like, ah, damn. Now I got to go clean up. I have.
Okay, the worst part is I used to work in the emergency room at a hospital. Like, the night shift, the midnight shift. And so I got all the horrible, like, car accidents. I saw this guy with his, like, skull ripped open, and he was just sitting there like nothing happened. And I'm like, oh, I had to move you around. Oh, my God, there's blood. Ew, yeah. I can smell it.
Okay, if you can smell blood on a person that well, you must have a very sensitive sense of smell. Mm-hmm. Most people cannot smell blood unless it's right in their face.
No, it doesn't have to be in my face for me to smell it.
Because, you know, that's how old animals do hunting.
EW thinks I have vampire in me.
Well, that's possible.
I have been called a vampire before because I really don't like the sunlight.
It is definitely possible. I mean, one possibility for vampires is mutations. It could be a step of evolution, a degree of variable reintegration of blah, 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 blah type DNA stuff. If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. What? So, food. Food makes me hungry. So why is it that we think that cookies are going to help keep everybody safe in the zombie apocalypse?
Because you like cookies.
Well, yeah.
And you say you're going to take over the world. And cookies are just delicious.
Indeed. I have a couple sitting right here on my desk, waiting for me to nom on. It's part of my show thing, you know? It's like, while I'm actually doing the show, I nibble on a cookie. You won't hear me nibble on the cookie, because I'm good that way. Nom, 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 nom. Well, maybe you might hear me
nibbling.
Maybe you might hear me eat a cookie or two.
No nibbling.
Well, so I'm going to throw one dour thought into today's show. Besides the fact that okay. I like words like dour. I have not yet seen the movie Batman, and I am looking forward to it.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet. I plan on watching it, and I know I will enjoy it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah. So, we're in the same boat there. However, the shooting in Aurora, that made me very sad and angry. Not necessarily for the same reasons, but I thought that whole thing was not cool for many different reasons. And the outpouring of stuff afterwards, not cool as well. People always arguing about whether or not it's good or bad, whether gun control law should be increased or decreased or any of that stuff. It's like, dudes, that's the wrong time to be talking about that kind of crap. Let's focus on getting people back into the right place and then moving on with lives. And all the discussion that's coming out of it, blaming Republicans, blaming Democrats, blaming Hollywood, it doesn't help make any of it better. And I think that people should just shut the hell up about that crap and watch the damn movie.
Hollywood doesn't make crazy people. Video games don't make crazy killers either.
And guns don't make people crazy killers.
Because they're messed up in the head.
Crazy killers make crazy killers.
Thank you.
So, now that that's all out of my system, bada boom, I'm not going to say jack shit about that at all anymore. I am going to say one more thing, that Christian Bale, I've always kind of liked him, and what he did, was it yesterday, today? Yesterday, today, I can't remember which.
I think it was
today.
Yesterday.
Yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
No, I think I was seeing it yesterday.
Okay. He went to visit the hospital.
That was cool.
To say, hey, sorry about all this stuff. I just came over to show my support. Dude. And I thought that was cool as hell. Now, one side could say, oh, that's just spin to make it look good. Doesn't matter if it was spin to make it look good. It was good. It was the right thing to do. Whether he came up with the idea or somebody else came up with the idea, it was the right thing to do. And it was done. And that is proper. Same with the, a couple weeks ago, Ron Perlman and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kid's only wish was to spend some time with Hellboy. What do they do? Dress him up in Hellboy.
He spent time with him.
And he spent
so
time
cool.
with the kid. And I think that's the kind of shit that says, that is cool. Because this shows a side of these people who are like, dudes, they have fantastic lives. They live these dreamy, up-in-the-cloud type lives that none of us will ever see. And it's like, look, I get whatever. But then something presents itself like that. And yeah, you got to realize, they can be people too. And I think with the demonizing as to what happened on the Batman theater shooting, I think a lot of people tend to lose sight of both the small side of the scale of issues and the large side of the scale of issues. And people are people. Shit happens. Let's pick up the pieces and fix the problems. And then we move on. So I just wanted to interject that little sour, sad note and that little happy, hey, look cool note before rolling on to Doom!
Doom?
Doom.
Doom?
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments. At this hour, we repeat, these are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins. The murders are taking place in villages, cities, rural homes, and suburbs with no apparent pattern or reason for the slayings. It seems to be a sudden, general explosion of mass homicide. We have some descriptions of the assassins. Eyewitnesses say they are ordinary-looking people. Some say they appear to be in a kind of trance. Others describe them as being... So, at this point, there is no really authentic way for us to say who or what to look for and guard yourself against. Misshapen monsters. Reaction of law enforcement officials is one of complete bewilderment at this hour. So far, we have been unable to determine that any kind of organized investigation is yet underway. Police, sheriff deputies, and emergency ambulances are literally deluged with calls for help. Scene can best be described as mayhem. Mayors of Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Miami, along with the governors of several eastern and midwestern states, have indicated the National Guard may be mobilized at any moment, but that has not happened as yet. The only advice our reporters have been able to get from official sources is for private citizens to stay in their homes behind locked doors. Do not venture outside for any reason until the nature of this crisis has been determined and until we can advise what course of action to take. Keep listening to radio and TV. Any special instructions as this crisis develops further. Thousands of office and factory workers are being urged to stay at their places of employment, not to make any attempt to get to their homes. However, in spite of this urging and warning, streets and highways are packed with frantic people trying to get to their families or apparently to flee just anywhere. We repeat, the safest course of action at this time is simply to stay where you are. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just received word that the president has called a meeting of his cabinet to deal with the sudden epidemic of murder which has seized the eastern third of his nation. The meeting is scheduled to convene within the hour. Members of the presidential cabinet will be joined by officials of the FBI and behind closed doors. White House spokesman, in announcing this conference, says there will be an official announcement as soon as possible following that meeting. This is the latest dispatch just received in our news. Latest word also from National Press Services in Washington, D.C., now tells us that the emergency presidential conference, which we've just mentioned, will include high-ranking scientists from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Their facilities in an emergency network to bring you this news as it develops. We urge you to stay tuned to radio and TV and to stay indoors at all costs. Late reports reaching this newsroom tell of frightened people seeking refuge in churches, schools, and government buildings, demanding shelter and protection from the wholesale murder which apparently is engulfing much of the nation. Law enforcement officials are at a loss to explain or even the desire, even to theorize about the reasons. Tell the people, for God's sake, to get off the streets. Tell them to go home and lock their doors and windows up tight. We don't know what kind of murder-happy character we have here. And this is Chief Dunmore, Camden, North Carolina. So far, the only descriptions, the only clues anyone has of the killers come from frightened witnesses of some of the same. These eyewitness accounts very often describe the murderers as ordinary-looking people, misshapen monsters, people who look like they're in a trance, and animals. Some eyewitnesses tell of seeing victims who look as though they had been torn apart. This whole ghastly story began developing 2 days ago with a report of the slaying of a family of seven in their rural home near Colorado. And then the report of the killings began snowballing in a reign of terror which had hunts the planet and disconnected the Texas. Similar killings have been reported around the Houston and Galveston areas, but nothing like
the... I found a gun and some bullets out there.
It was only late yesterday.
Oh, and these.
Became clear we were facing some kind of national emergency. When first reports began filtering in, newsmen and law enforcement agencies were of the opinion
this place is boarded up pretty solid now. In nature.
However, as these
we ought to be all right here for a while.
Dramatically, it was soon apparent
that we have a gun and bullets, food and radio.
Began to suspect an obscure kind of conspiracy.
Sooner or later, someone bound to come and get us out.
Creatures from outer space. So again, we join with law enforcement agencies, urging you to seek shelter in a building. Lock the doors and windows securely.
Hey, that's us. We're doing all right.
...of any suspicious stranger. And keep tuned to your radio and television for survival instructions and further details of this continuing story.
Look, I don't know if you're hearing me.
...goes on in the absence of any law...
But I'm going upstairs now.
It's almost as though some critical balance...
If anything should try to break in here, I can hear it from up there. I'll be down to take care of it.
You repeat, this radio station...
Everything is all right for now. I'll be back to reinforce the windows and doors later. But you'll be all right for now, okay? Okay.
This just in. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of McMurdo Station in the Antarctic. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams, however, have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no cause for alarm in the frigid, frigid, cold area known as the Antarctic. Cool, huh?
People live up there?
Apparently there's about 1,000 people that do. And I think Antarctic is down there.
Oh, down there. Yeah, I guess up there would be North Pole, huh?
No, the up there would be Arctic. And there's no landmass at the Arctic, it's just ice.
Either way, brr.
Brr. Oh, yeah, brr. Brr. So, that lovely little intermezzo thingamabobby that we put there in the middle of our show today, that is an excerpt from Night of the Living Dead. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's when they've just gotten to the little farmhouse in the middle of nowhere, and they're just trying to find out what's going on. And the radio they get to turn on, it says, ooh, look, scary stuff happening. Ooh.
Woohoo.
Exactly. So what other foods are we going to talk about? Because, you know, we're going to stay the hell away from mustard, because mustard is wrong.
What about, well, we know zombies love cookies, and
yes.
You love the brain lasagna.
Cookies, meat, and cheese. God's gift to zombies.
What else do zombies love?
Spaghetti.
I just made the best spaghetti yesterday.
Okay. Did it have blood sauce?
No.
Oh, come on. It's blood sauce.
It had marinara sauce. It was yummy. And chicken.
Okay, come on. A good fettuccine Alfredo sauce. With the brain sprinkles on the top. You know, you got to keep the flavor, the taste, the thing to go.
Isn't fettuccine Alfredo like cheese?
Yes, it's a cheese sauce. It's like a gooey
can't
little
do cheese
mix.
Right now.
Okay, I'm not going there then.
Yeah, Jazzy's sad this week.
I'm sorry for you. I eat cheese every day. There's a cheese on the something that I've eaten every day. I get a meat, there's going to be a cheese on it.
I'm jealous of you. Believe me, I love cheese. I love dairy, and I have to go dairy-free for a week. So I'm like, sad. No cheese.
Well, my sympathy button has been turned on there for you. My facetious button is always on. Okay, so I'm going to throw it to the chat room. Chat room, what other kind of food things do you think zombies would be fond of? I would throw out that spleen sauce would be great. Because, you know, there's nothing better than green if it's coming from the spleen. Right? And as Palm says, cheeseburgers. I always loves me some cheeseburgers. With bacon. Bacon.
Would that be...
Ooh, bladder platters.
Brain burgers?
Yeah. Well, yeah, brain burgers would be good. Ooh, sausages. Intestinal sausage-tudes. I don't know about beans. Where the hell are we going to get beans in the body?
Made with human beans. Kidneys?
Yeah, have you seen the size of a kidney?
That'd
Ooh,
be a
head cheese and blood pudding. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what blood pudding is? It looks disgusting, but I'm sure it tastes disgusting, too.
I think I would be afraid to even touch it.
Ooh, a fricasseed tongue. That sound, you know, that is a delicacy in some places. Kidney pie, not so much. Haggis? Oh, lande. Got some haggis? Yes. Okay, let's go with that. You know what that is, right? Stomach with intestines and it's cooked over a fire. Yummy.
I stay away from haggis.
Hey, yummy. Ground human with a touch. Ooh.
Man oysters?
I'm not
Do I dare even ask what no. man oysters are?
No. But brain shakes. Brain shakes. Milkshakes. Can it blend? Yes, it can. Do we want to? Yes, we do. Put the brains in. Let's get the brain shakes going. Yummy. For some reason, I'm really hungry tonight.
I think Mike scares me.
Why should Mike scare you? He's a nice little feller.
Or not Mike. No. Okay, War Dog?
War Dog should scare you. He's a scary feller. He's I'm not going to say.
Okay,
but he's a scary feller.
No mountain oysters.
Yeah, we're not doing any oysters. No oysters. I unfortunately cannot eat anything that came out of the water. Anything that comes out of the water makes me sick like a dog within 4 hours. It don't matter what it is. Kelp, fish, all of it. But we're going to move on to yummy stuff, like, ooh, ligaments.
Okay, what would a zombie eat for dessert other than cookies?
More.
More what?
Anything. Zombies don't differentiate between beginning meal, middle meal, end of meal. It's all meal. All day, all night, all the time. Just meal. Food? Yes? Can I have some? Yes? Okay. Food. Nom 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 nom. Food. That's all it is.
All food all the time?
All the time. That's why we like fast food joints. They're always open. It's always one open somewhere.
Not all of them, though.
Well, sorry. There's always one open.
There's some that aren't open at midnight.
There's always one open somewhere. You can always find a bite to eat.
Okay, that's true.
See? I know what I'm talking about in that regard. So what other random topics can we talk about tonight? I'm sure we can come up with something. You know what? How about this?
Did you get that?
Oh, you should be scared. Today, I got me a whole metric stuff ton of comics today.
Okay, so is a metric stuff ton like a metric shit ton?
Precisely.
Okay.
That was me using the polite variation on the word rather than the less polite variation on the word. Thanks for going there, Jazzy. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I wanted to.
You made this show change from PG-13 to R. R. Oh, we don't have a pirate logo in there somewhere, do we? No, indeed. Okay. So.
We could always fix that.
I'm sure we could. So, the comic books that came in today. Godzilla. Good stuff. We like them. Good. Let's see. What else we got here? Ooh! Hellraiser. Yeah. Two covers. One with the Nazi guy. Two with the lady pinhead. Love the artwork on these guys. Witchblade. / Red Sonja crossover. Ooh, two hot chicks with scantily clad clothing. Gotta like that.
Isn't that the best way to have hot chicks?
Well, that's the only way to have hot chicks.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And then the remaining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 comics are from my favorite publisher, Zinescope. And it's all related to what's called Grimm Fairy Tales. We got the Grimm Fairy Tales Swimsuit Special. Ooh. We've got the Grimm Fairy Tales Bad Girls miniseries. We've got the Grimm Fairy Tales regular 75th issue, 5 different covers. Awesome. Then we've got the Grimm Fairy Tales Presents Wonderland. Ooh, look, more multiple covers. Ooh-wee. And then we have the Grimm Fairy Tales Wonderland Annual. A couple of extra covers. Can you tell I like the covers? I collect. Mm-hmm. I likes to collect. So, that's the new comic books for me today. Some of the cool things coming out. Oh, I saw something coming out cool that was going to be interesting as hell. Where'd it go? I had it bookmarked. Oh, yes. Are we Doctor Who fans? Who's a Doctor Who fan? Oh, and by the way, Wardog, to answer your question about the Grimm Fairy Tales, modernized original variations. Ain't no Disney in this stuff. Not at all. Just so you know. Oh, where did it go? I was thinking of something. Damn it.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, yes. Guess what's coming out to comic book stores near you? Real soon. Oh,
Doctor
there's
Who
that too,
comic
too.
Book?
Oh, no, that's been out for ages.
More Doctor Who collectible doll things?
Doll things? Oh, my goodness. You are going to have to learn new things. Okay, so we got some Lego sets there. We've got the memory stick. That's neat. We've got the cookie jar that talks when you open the jar cover. I want one of those. We've got the Doctor Who lamp. Cool. You got a whole series. Finally, they're coming out with the final Big Bang Theory bobblehead for Raj. Yay! Oh, here it is. Salt and pepper shakers.
They have Doctor Who salt and pepper shakers?
Doctor Who salt and pepper shakers. The TARDIS is the salt shaker, and the Dalek is the pepper shaker.
Okay, so you know the blue telephone booth thing?
That's
that he...
the TARDIS.
Okay.
Ooh, a nightlight,
so,
too.
My brother's friend just got proposed to, and it was like, that was the ring box.
Okay, so somebody's a bit of a geek with?
My brother and his friends are just a little teeny tiny bit of nerds.
Hey, it's not nerds, we're geeks, okay? Let's get it right, young lady. Geeks. Ooh, ooh.
I call him a nerd. It's okay.
Ooh, guess what's coming back? I'm going to have to order lots of. Han Solo in Carbonite ice cube tray. Yeah! Dude, that's awesome. Oh, and the R2-D2 as well. Awesome. I'll have to get those. Yep. Ooh, tartar sauce. What? No. Hi, Joan!
Hi, Joan. What's a soda?
What do you mean, what's a soda?
She said, gotta grab a soda. What's a soda?
Soda pop. Coke. Coca-Cola.
I know what pop is, but I don't know what soda is.
Okay, what country do you live in? You live in America.
I live in Michigan. We
you
call
live
it
in America.
Pop.
You live in America.
We call it pop.
You call it pop. We call it soda. We're in Canada, you know, eh? Okay, here's what I really got a kick out of. If you've ever seen these, there's a series of collectibles called Pop Figures. They're just basically really simple PVC, plastic, not quite action figures, but they're like little figures. Guess what they got coming out? I gotta get.
Doctor Who ones?
No, not yet.
No?
No.
I don't know.
Plants versus Zombies. And it looks just like them, too, so it's like, crap, I do need to get those. I am going to have to get those. Yeah, they also had, I can't remember his name. Why can't I remember his name? Punk rock band. Became Pill. Oh my god. Come on, chat room, help me out with this.
I'm lost.
Punk rock band. They eventually became Pill. Johnny Rotten was one of them. I know it starts with an S. My brain is killing me right now when it does this.
Smashing Pumpkins?
No, they're not punk. That's it's pop / new wave / modern. What? Sid Vicious.
Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols. That's it. Thank you, Alden and Jack. That's both correct. So yes, they have pop figures for those guys. Everybody should get them if they're a fan of. Oh! Here you go. Walking Dead plush toys.
Awesome.
Yep. So you get a couple of tombstones. You got a Michonne. You got a zombie. You got a female zombie and a Rick.
Ooh.
Cool. Wait, what does Jack have? And I want a Triffid as well.
I don't know.
I want a Triffid. Jazzy, where's the Triffids?
Over there.
No, they're not. You lied to me.
Check the other over there.
The other over there has got tribbles.
What about up there?
No, that's got spiders.
Down there?
That's got snakes.
Around there.
Oh, Jesus, there's the space penguins. I thought they left. Who the hell let the space penguins in? I'm seriously.
Maybe I had the space penguins out. They were so cute.
No, space penguins are not cute.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to go up to a penguin and pet it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Really?
They like me.
Really?
Yep.
Seriously. You've gone up to a penguin and tried to pet it?
No, not really.
I didn't think so, because I know somebody who has. She went down to the Antarctic. She was on a mission. She was going to one of those team survey things. She was told, very specifically, don't pet the penguin. She said, screw that, I'm down here, I'm petting a penguin. So she pet the penguin.
That sounds just like don't feed the monkeys.
The penguin took a nickel-sized chunk of flesh out of the side of her leg through heavy-duty clothing. They are vicious.
They were probably afraid.
Yeah, there's 30 million of them in one person. What the hell are they afraid of? Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah, man, penguins is vicious. You don't mess with the penguins. They you've seen the movie Happy Feet, right? Bite you! La 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 la. They're nasty.
Love Happy Feet.
Planet of the Penguins. Ooh, yes, I think that's a good story idea.
Wait. Well, maybe they were zombie penguins, and they were just hungry for flesh, like War Dog said.
And a monkey.
Don't feed the monkeys.
Feed the monkey.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't feed the monkey. No.
Why? What's wrong with feeding the monkey?
Don't feed the monkey. You don't feed the monkeys at the zoo. There's a sign. Do not feed the monkeys.
Well, I'm sorry, but
have
I fed the monkeys.
Have you ever seen it at the zoo?
Yes. I fed the monkeys.
Devil monkey!
Devil monkey! I fed the monkey. You think anything bad happened? Oh, he's right there.
Probably.
He came home with me. Wait, what the hell is that?
See, that's not always good.
What?
No.
What? Monkeys like face, yes.
So I have
Wait,
an announcement
who licked the monkey?
For you, Zach.
What's that?
I don't know. Okay. So, most of you know I love World of Warcraft and video games and... Okay, so World of Warcraft announcement, they just put up on for digital pre-sales for Mists of Pandaria. And it's coming out September 25th of this year.
Whee!
Yay, Mist of Pandaria!
And what is involved in the Mist of Pandaria? Because I am clueless on the World of Warcrafting.
Okay, so with Mist of Pandaria, we're getting a new race, the pandas. Yeah, so we're getting pandas. And oh my god, they're so cute.
Okay, hold on.
I love
hold on.
Pandas.
Sorry, that Jazzy? Is the only Jazzy?
Furry creature
I have to
that
interject.
I'm going
to play. I have to interject here for a second. Have to interject. 1 second.
Okay.
Panda, 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 panda! Okay, keep going.
But in Mist of Pandaria, when the pandas come out, it'll bring new meaning to sad panda.
Sad panda! Ooh, wait, are there badgers? There's badgers, right? Honey badgers, right? Badger, 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 snake!
That would be cool to have badgers be the next one.
There is badger in there. I swear to God, I've seen the action figure of a giant badger-type creature thing. What the hell was it? Oh, man. Badger World of Warcraft. What is it? What is it? What is it? I know there is one there.
But I will also tell you, there's a few people in the chat room that I know play World of Warcraft. If you have Mist of Pandaria beta, they just opened up on beta the pet battles. So you can now go on the beta version of World of Warcraft and have your little companion pets battle. So I'm going to be updating that and trying it soon.
So Randy just said something about how he likes the way the female pandas look so quite quaint, cute, the way they shake their booty. Shake, shake, shake in the line, shake it, shake.
Okay. Randy is so right. The female pandas, like,
they get
when
up
they
and dance?
Run, they have like a J-Lo booty.
Oh, God. Of course they do. Because, you know, all pandas have J-Lo booty.
Not the male pandas.
Well, of course not. They've got Ricky Martin booties. I don't know. Is that it?
No.
They got Van Claude Van Damme booties. I don't know. Who's the hot booty boy for the girls nowadays?
I don't know how to say this without being mean.
Okay, then just start to say it and I'll correct you.
Okay. When a male panda runs, it's like...
Do you see the block and tackle?
Jello. Okay, picture a bowl of Jello when you shake it and it just jiggles.
Jiggle
That's
it.
That's a male panda running.
Just a little bit. Get the groove. Jiggle it. Just a little panda. Right? Something like that? I don't know.
Something
I can't
like
do that.
That.
It just sounds wrong to me, man. Wrong. Whoa, what button did I just press? You guys don't mind losing Florida, do you?
No, it's I don't really care.
Okay, because I think I just nuked Florida.
Okay. I'll be okay without Florida.
Oh, right, okay. Florida's back on the map.
Oh, okay, good.
So.
Yes. Do we know what's going on Free Pie Night later?
Yes, we do!
Because that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Up next! Fresh for you! No, we don't. Huh. Well, we do know that after Free Pie Night, we have the Mental Candy and the lovely Canadians are running their new wave glam 80s... Rockadoodle show special again. And they've been mixing some great music for the last couple of weeks. I've heard lots of music I haven't heard in ages. And it's really cool stuff.
Yay, 80s music.
You weren't around in the 80s music scene, were you?
A little bit of it.
A little bit of it. What kind of music do you remember from the 80s?
I remember hearing stuff like after I grew up some.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to lie. I was born in 87, so I was alive for part of the 80s, but I probably was too young to even remember it. So, yeah.
You missed all the good stuff in the 80s.
It's okay. I can hear about it and still enjoy it.
That's fine. We won't hold it against you. We'll keep
I'm a 90s kid.
You're a 90s kid. That's all right.
I will tell you, back in my day, Pluto was a planet.
Actually, he never really was a planet. He just sort of got carried away, and they said, oh, look, a planet. No, I'm just passing through.
Don't tell me that. Back in my day, Pluto was a planet, dang it.
Dang it, dang it, diddly doodly dood it.
I still like to think that Pluto's a planet, no matter how small and how cold.
Well, you know, technically speaking, it just sort of got snagged into our friendly family of planetary perdition, right? Ooh, ooh!
Yeah.
I got a couple things to say.
Oh?
Yeah. Everybody needs to go out and buy Rogues in Hell. Do you know why?
Because you're in it, and Hellion's in it?
I have a story in it. Hellion has a story in it. JWF, who's in the chat room, has a story in it.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes. So y'all have to get it. And you can afford it, because it's a good book. Wait, whose birthday is it? Oh, Wardog's birthday is coming up. Happy birthday, Wardog, when it comes out. And then Mike.
Happy early birthday.
Mike has a new book that's coming out that I have a poem that's in the beginning of, and then there's a whole bunch of authors in it as well, called Zombies Gone Wild, coming out soon.
Ooh, ooh.
What?
We should have a zombie poem right now.
What do you mean we should have a zombie poem
not
right now?
Do that.
What?
Huh?
What? I'd have to... Oh, you're going to put me on the spot like that?
Mm-hmm.
What
you
the hell?
You don't have any memorized?
I don't memorize anything anymore.
What about creating one? Just create one.
No, I can't do that verbally. I can only do that typing it. Let me see what I got here. Where did I put that one?
I love how the chat room's all with me.
Well, of course they are.
Boom.
Okay, fine.
Mike started you out. There once was a guy named Zach.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. Not going to do that one either. No, no, not going to do that. No. Wow, I actually wrote this one. I haven't put this one anywhere. Okay, you guys asked for a poem. You're getting a poem. You got it? Get it?
Yay.
Good. This one is entitled, Is This a Cookie? Okay. Is this a cookie which I see before me? The crumble toward my hand. Come, let me taste thee. I have thee not, and yet I taste thee still. Art thou not scrumptious vision, sensible to feeling as to taste, or art thou but a cookie of the mind, a false obsession, proceeding from the heat-consumed brain? I see thee yet, in form as sensuous as this which now I feed. Thou deliverest me the way that I was feeding, and such a consumptive I was to use. Mine buds are made the fools, or the other senses, or else worth all the rest, I taste thee still. And on thy plate, and dudgeon gouts of chips, which was not so before, there's no such thing. It is the bloody chocolate which informs, thus to mine eyes. Now o'er the one half world, nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse the curtained sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings and withered murder, alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose howls his watch. Thus with his stealthy pace, with Tarkin's ravishing strides, towards his design, moves like a ghost. Thou sure and firm set earth, hear not my steps, which way they walk for fear. Thy very stones prate of my whereabout, and take the present horror from the time, which now suits with it. Whilst I threat, he lives, words to the heat of deeds, too cold breath gives me a cookie.
Yay!
Okay, and on that merry note, let me just say something over here. Come on back again. Oh, one quick thing. We have past issues up now at www.zombieteamzombies, that's TEAMZOMBIEZ.com/AR in capital letters. Go listen to past shows as well.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.